Listening Library presents Goodbye Days by Jeff Centner. Read for you by Michael Crouch. Death steals everything except our stories. Jim Harrison. Chapter 1. Depending on whom you ask, I may have killed my three best friends. If you ask Blake Lloyd's grandma, Nana Betsy, I think she'd say no. That's because when she first saw me earlier today, she grabbed me in a huge, tearful hug and whispered in my ear, "You are not responsible for this, Carver Briggs. God knows it, and so do I." And Nana Betsy tends to say what she thinks. So there's that. If you ask Eli Bauer's parents, Dr. Pierce Bauer and Dr. Melissa Rubin Bauer, I expect they'd say maybe. When I saw them today, they each looked me in the eyes and shook my hand. In their faces, I saw more bereavement than anger. I sensed their desolation in the weakness of their handshakes. And I'm guessing part of their fatigue was over whether to hold me accountable in some way for their loss. So they go down as a maybe. Their daughter Adair, Eli's twin, we used to be friends. Not like Eli and I were.